Interview with my dad about his childhood. When and where were you born?
I was born in July 1974 at Guatemala City.
Where did you grow up?
I spent part of my life living in Guatemala, and until I was 17 years old. And then I came to the United States for a better life, and here I am.
What was it like growing up in Guatemala?
It was good. We have a lot of friends. I used to, my childhood, we used to play soccer on the streets.
Who were your parents?
My parents were Carlos and Maria. They raised me until I was 11 years old, and then they left to the United States for a better life.
What were your parents like?
Oh, they're awesome.
How was your relationship with your parents?
We don't have a very close relationship because all this time that we were apart, we were apart for 10 years. So we never got back to recover that time that we lost. So we're not that close, but I guess we're okay.
Did you get into trouble a lot?
Oh, yes. I used to get into a lot of trouble when I was a teenager.
What kind of trouble?
Fightings.
Why would you fight?
For girlfriends.
What was the worst thing you did?
Let's see. I think I killed somebody.
You're lying.
In a car accident.
Really? Explain.
I was driving to my grandma's house. One day I went to Guatemala. I went back to Guatemala and we had an accident on the road. And then I think I hit somebody and that person died.
That's really bad. Do you have any siblings?
Yes.
How many?
I have 5. I have a brother and 3 sisters.
How were your siblings like when they were growing up?
I guess, you know, just like a regular family. We used to have a little arguments and fights and stuff like that. But, you know, the most important thing that we always kept together for those years, that we were by ourselves.
Who took care of you since you weren't with your parents?
My auntie.
Did she treat you right?
I guess not.
Explain.
Well, my sisters, they used to get beat up a lot, you know, because we didn't have anybody to defend us. So we were always mistreated, you know.
Beat up by who?
By my cousins or my aunt. My aunt's daughter.
Did you have contact with your parents while they were in the United States?
No.
You guys were in Guatemala?
No, we didn't. They didn't let us talk on the phone.
Were you overprotective then? Since they did that to your sisters?
I guess.
Is that part of why you got into street fights?
Yeah, sort of.
How would you describe yourself as a child? Were you a good child or a bad child?
I guess I was like a regular child. I was a good child. I like to go to school, you know, learn different things. My dreams when I was a child was to fly airplanes or fix airplanes, you know.
How would you describe a perfect day when you were young?
Perfect day. My parents, you know, it's a field day with my parents, with my dad. My dad used to work on a farm driving those big tractors. And I used to go with him. And that was like my I don't know how to say it. That used to make me happy, being next to him, you know, the things that he did.
Do you have any favorite stories from your childhood?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
It's been a long time. I forgot. Well, my grandpa used to tell me a lot of stories when I was a kid, like Andres.
Did you have a nickname?
No.
What was your best memory of your childhood?
When my dad gave me a bike for New Year's.
A motorcycle or a bicycle?
A bicycle.
What do you do for a living?
Currently, I'm a manager of a hangar for aircraft repair station.
How did you get into your line of work?
That was my dream when I was a little kid, you know. I used to dream with planes, and that was a dream that I pursued, and I'm glad I made my dreams come true.
Do you like your job?
Oh yeah, definitely. I love my job. I love what I do.
What do you do?
I'm an aircraft mechanic.
What does that?
I had to troubleshoot the problems on the aircraft as soon as the pilot lands, and then they bring it to the hangar, and then they tell me what the problems are, and then I fix them.
What did you think you were going to be when you grew up?
An aircraft mechanic.
So that was the only thing you set yourself for?
Pretty much.
What lessons has your work life taught you?
Just to be myself and keep business to myself, and do not interfere with anybody else's business.
Do you plan on retiring?
Pretty soon.
Pretty soon? Why?
Because I don't want to work anymore.
Why not?
Because I'm tired.
Are you getting old?
I'm very old.
How old are you?
72.
What did you want to be when you grew up? I'm asking you, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I'm a grown-up man already.
Okay. If you could do anything now, what would you do?
What do you mean? Right now?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dad.
You're welcome.